He's actually.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay, we started last time with Chalada. Lamed Amez on Shkulin. So Chalada was, remember, the cases where you stick the knife in between the two simanim, and then you cut, or you stick the knife under the skin, or maybe even under a cloth, right? And the basic theme in them is that the knife is, like, covered. It's hidden. Chalada means, like, hidden. Right? That it's hidden, like, in a... Just give me 1 second. I just wanted to find... There was another Rashi. Remember, I was trying to find there's another Rashi who explains what the word means? Yeah, Rashi on Tassim and Aleph. What did I read? I read Tassim and Aleph Rashi, or no? Do you remember? Tassim and Aleph. I think I did that one. There's another one. Chafam and Beis. 1 second. Okay, whatever it is. I should do this. Okay, so basically it turns out that you have, so you have all these cases as a psil of chalada, and there's a lot of questions about when something is psil of chalada, when it's not. But chalada means it's like the knife is like, you're sticking the knife in, instead of going from the outside where the knife is revealed, you basically stick it, you hide the knife in between the simanim, and then you cut, and that's a chalada is like from an achbar, which hides in between in the holes. So the one idea we threw out is that the idea of chalada is like within a cut. It's like the Mar even compared, Tosus compares to Shechita Mefuras, that it's like revealed, a nicker. But within a cut, there's an idea of a blind cut and a visible cut. Cut which has visibility, which is basically when you cut the thing on the outside, from the outside of the flesh, so then you just cut through, and that's a type of a cut, where you have a total, it's exposed, the knife is exposed, the area is exposed, and you cut through the simanim. And then there's an idea of where you stick the knife in between, the extreme case where you stick it mamish in between the two simanim, and then you just cut. So that's like a laparoscopic cut, you know, where you basically pierce through the skin, and then you start doing cutting on the inside where you have no visibility. So that's like the mice of the cutting itself is like a blind cut. So it's saying is a blind cut is a psalm shchita. Torah demands that it's a visible cut. That's like our general working definition, which we have to test still and going through the particular sugyas, but it seems to pretty much, you know, fit into the cases in a general way. And we have to see the cases. Now, one thing we said is, I don't think anyone's going to say if you close your eyes, that's a blind cut, because that's like extraneous to the cut. I found, actually, right, Michael, we saw that, right, that a summa, the halacha is that it's kasher if you shecht at night or if you're blind. It's not a psal. L'chachila, you shouldn't, but whatever, but it's kasher. That was an open halacha on the Rambam, I think it's a Mishnah. So I'll say this is a psul in the Maisa Shechita itself. So if you just happen to be the Gavra closes his eyes, that's not a characteristic of the cut. That's just a matter that he wasn't looking. But here, when you do it inside, the nature of the cut itself isn't the Shechita. So it's like a cut, which is a visible cut. You don't go by the particulars of whether the person happened to see or didn't see. But it has to register as a psul in the cutting itself. So assuming that's that general approach, so we want to do is take the cases one at a time and see if we could explain them, right? So I'd like to start off with the case the Gemara starts off with, which is if you put it under the skin, okay? You put it under the skin. Because the Gemara is not sure if that's chalada. You pierce the knife through the skin, above the simanim, between the skin and the simanim. So you could imagine it's not a very deep pierce, right? If you imagine like sticking it in your neck, I think it's probably the easiest thing to imagine. We don't exactly have an animal, but basically if you imagine sticking like the knife through the skin on your neck, right? So it's going to go under your skin, but it's not yet, right? The skin is like a little flabby, and you can imagine being fat. Or imagine take a person who's like very fat. It's a very big fat neck. You know, so imagine you stick the knife, like, under the flesh, into the fatty part of the neck, but not yet at the simanim, right? So there's space there. So the knife is there, you stick it through in that area, and then you do the cutting in the animal, of course, you know. Then you do the cutting. So the question is that considered chalada or not? And what's the argument? Rashi, I think, gives us a clue. He does say, one Rashi says, or nami lav bechlal shchitahu. The or isn't bechlal shchita. The flesh the skin isn't bichlal shrita. It's not part of the shrita. U'misafkina le'mishem chalada. And yet there's a suffix whether or not that's a psal of chalada or not. Right? So maybe we could define whether, what's the logic to say that would or wouldn't be chalada. Right? Would or wouldn't be chalada. Good? Okay, JJ, with me on the facts here, right? Or should I repeat it? Quickly, so if you stick the knife under the skin and then you cut the simanim from there, is that considered a chalada? If you stick it between the two simanim, that's definitely like a hidden cut in the psal. What about if you stick it under the under the skin above the simanim? Okay. Why would you think what?
The suffix is whether or not you have to be actually engaged in shechita for chalada to be an actual psul. Correct?
Right.
So, yeah.
I guess so.
It's completely extraneous to the fact that your knife is in a hidden situation.
Right. Right. Watch the cords. Right, why should that matter? I mean, you would think that it definitely should be chalada, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Were broken?
No, it's not that you don't see the result afterwards. You don't see it while you're cutting. The action itself is like a blind action, we're saying. The way you're performing it is in a way that you can't see it. You're cutting that which you don't see. Right? Because afterwards you could check it out, because maybe you're going to come through the outsides, then you'll see that the cement were broken. Right? Like you could end up going from the inside to the outside or something, you know. Or cutting one siman from the in between the two, cut one siman, then cut the other one. You'll see it, but it's not like in the action itself. It's not nicker. By the way, the Gemara is which defines a chalada. It says it's kecholda hadara beikare habatim, like a cholda which lives. It's on chafam beis and chulan, like a cholda which lives in the roots and the foundations of the houses. The michsia that is covered. So that's kind of the way it defines chalada. It's the root of the word. It comes from, like, it's, like, covered. It's hidden. Around the, yeah, right. One second. The other side of the Rashi, I forget to read the other half, is, or you'll argue that it's true the Or isn't Bechal L'Shchita, but it still is part of the Guf. So the cloth, the Gemara is saying, is that you could argue is worse than the, is, or is better than the skin. Because under the skin, it's true the skin is not what Rashi says, Bechlal L'Shchita, but it still is part of the Guf. Still is part of the Guf. But if you stick it under a cloth, and then you cut, so then you could argue that's definitely not chalata. I mean, then later the Gemara has a question even about that. But there's room to argue that the, under the skin is chalata, but under the cloth, that's not chalata, because that's not the guf. Yeah.
Right. What defines chalada?
Okay.
So the question's gonna be, is it simply that your knife is hidden from view? But the identity of the knife is there, it's just that something's masking it.
Okay.
Or does it mean that, like, your knife incorporated into something else?
Okay.
It becomes now part of the goof. So it's the question is going to be, what are you blinded to? Are you blinded to a, does it mean that if there's a visual problem?
Well, which are you explaining? You're explaining the case of the under the cloth, or are you explaining the case of under the skin? Okay, so what's the side that you're saying is that it's not a problem under the skin?
That it's not a problem.
Yeah, what's the swear for that? Which one is that? Because it seems like to me you're saying both sides.
That does sound like both sides, actually.
Well, like, I think what you're saying maybe for the other, under the cloth type of question, you could say. That's the further Ibaya. At this point, we're assuming that would be okay.
Where's the first one?
The first Ibaya, Tachas
Ha'or. What Kamash want Tachas Ha'or? Chera, Be'erav, Imri, Tachas Ha'or, and Yodea, Ibaya, the Hulu, Be'erav, the Imri, Tachas Ha'or?
Tachas Ha'or, Chera, Be'erav, Imri, Tachas Ha'or, and Yodea. Be'erav, they say they're not so sure about it. As the previous man, Damar says, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, says Be'erav, Tachas Ha'or is good. And now he's saying the Be'erav or Masupak. Tachazar and Yodea. We don't know. Tachazar good or Tachazar not good.
So you say the or is just like the case of the cloth.
Right.
And that's one possibility.
Okay.
And therefore you'll say, one appeal say that is...
Chalada.
What?
Say that is Chalada.
That is Chalada, right.
Okay.
But the other side is saying is that the requirement is not simply a visual barrier, but you're involved in another activity with that knife. So it's saying that chalada is where, meaning what you really require is not just a visual cue of you and your knife doing an act of cutting, but like that combination of your visual cue has to immediately result in the halachic activity of a maisa shchita. Like there has to be a combination of the maisa with the visual cue.
I'm not following you. That second side is I'm not exactly following. Yeah. Mark's going to say something, Michael. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
So I think Chaloda is saying that it has to start from the outside in.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's saying. So I said that it's questionable whether it's outside of the Behemoth or right. Outside of the Samanim area.
Okay.
See, that's what's
further. Uh-huh.
I think you can question. That's how Maisa Shchita has to be. It has to be outside to inside.
Okay.
The question is the skin. It's not the simanim, but the skin is it's necessary to cut to get to the simanim.
Okay.
So it's a means to Shchita. Right. It's not Shchita itself, but it's a means to Shchita. So is Chalada including the means of Shchita as part of the halacha of Chalada or not?
Right.
Is it just the external to the simanim itself, or external to anything associated with the process of Shchita, which would right. include the skin, because there's no way to cut the simanim without cutting the skin, so it's sort of like a given.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Okay, so let me just get the ball rolling with what Mark's saying. So he's saying that how is this idea of the knife being covered, of chalada, of sticking the knife in, is the way halachically you express that, it doesn't mean if you close your eyes, you open your eyes, but it means the knife, the cut, has to be a cut from without, that you're going outward, it's to the inside, not that the cut, you stick the knife in, and then you cut. But the cut is like a certain kind of a cut. It doesn't mean you have to see it or anything. You're saying is the cutting has to be a cutting which goes from the outside to the inside, as opposed to from the inside. It's like there's different kinds of cuts, right? And it could be it's because it's hidden or whatever, but halachically it goes by the type of the cut. There's a cut from the outside to the inside, and that's the kind of cut it has to be. Now he's saying, do you say this is from the outside to the inside? Because on the one hand, you'll say, where does the shchita begin? Shchita is really cutting simanim. So I'm cutting the simanim from the outside to the inside. I am cutting this one from the outside to the inside because the simanim, the shchita, the chal shchita, what's the shchita? Shchita is the kind of simanim. The skin is just not the shchita, the skin is just skin. So the shchita really is, I'm going from outside the simanim to inside the simanim. As opposed to if I stick the knife in between the two, then I'm really going from the inside, right? But if I stick the knife under the skin, I'm going from the outside, so I'm cutting this one from the outside. On the other hand, you'll say, yeah, but the maisa shchita bottom line is, simanim aren't on the external of the animal. Simanim are blocked by flesh. So practically speaking, the shechita begins with is a cut. Shechita is a type of a cut. Now, animals have necks, have skin. And the way shechita, on a practical level, shechita begins with the flesh. Right? So you could say that it's, that I can't do shechita. My shechita has to be from outside to inside. So since, practically speaking, the flesh is part of the shechita, so you'll say there's din of chalada, if I stick my knife under the skin, so now my cutting is not really from the outside. It's from the inside, because practically, and that's what you're saying, is conceptually, the shechita, intrinsically, the shechita really only simanim. So I'm doing the simanim from the outside. But practically, there is flesh there, so practically, it goes from the from through the skin also. It includes the skin also. So do you say that chalada extends to the skin? That I have to cut the skin also through the outside? Or you say, no, it doesn't matter. It's like, in a certain sense, it's like you have to look at shechita as like a human being cutting open an animal. Now, obviously, there's flesh, and then there's, right? That's part of cutting it open. Right, is you have to get rid of the skin. The skin's in the way, so that's part of the shechita. So you say the shechita has to be a cutting which goes from the outside to the inside. So that means from the outside, the skin, the shechita begins at the skin. On a practical level, it does. Or do you say no? Is that this, since the real shechita, the animal doesn't need skin. If it didn't have skin, you could also do shechita, in theory. So the real shechita is the simanim. So the simanim isn't doing it from outside the simanim to the inside of the simanim. Right. Yeah, okay, good. So I'm asking, Mark, just to push it a little further, is that why don't you say, it's hard to argue that the cutting of the skin is really part of shechita, because it isn't. You don't even have to cut the skin. You can just stick the knife under, weave it under the skin from who knows where in the body. So you stick it under in the belly, and then you put the knife under the skin, and you have a really long knife. In theory, there's no halacha, you have to cut the skin, to shechita on the skin. So, I mean, you just could stick it, pierce it under the skin somewhere else, and just get the knife there, so it wouldn't seem like cutting the skin is part of the Maisa Shechita. So if you say the Shechita has to be an outside cut that goes from the outside to the inside, it would seem to be, as long as you got the Simanim, that should be fine. Got the Simanim or cut from without. So Mark's saying that, no, that there's two ways of looking at it. One way is, like, you just look at the Halachic Shechita. And the halachic shechita means the cutting of the simanim. And everything else is totally extraneous. Nothing to do with shechita. Right? Shechita is the cutting of the simanim. And the cutting of the simanim has to be a cutting from without, not a cutting from within. Right? That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, like, you're a person, you're a butcher, cutting an animal. Right? And in the framework of, like, human activities, there's different types of cutting. There's an idea of an external cutting, which means you basically cut from the outside to the inside, and then there's a different kind of a cutting where you pierce the animal, and then you do a cutting from after the piercing, like a cutting which is like an internal cutting, which means it's really like the idea of laparoscopic surgery, open surgery. So basically, is you cut from the outside, or you pierce, and then you cut, right? Now, it's true, the piercing the skin isn't part of the shechita, but it is part of the human action of the cutting. And the human being is performing, that's more of like kind of the way you were thinking before. It's like a blind cutting or like an outside, you know, a visible cutting. It's like there's a cutting from without. What type of activity of cutting? Forget shechita. But in other words, the nature of shechita occurs through a human action of cutting. So it's true, it has a halachic shem shechita, but the way you do shechita is through doing this human action of surgery or of cutting. So it's saying is that the shechita must be the kind of a cut which is like an external cut, an exposed cut, not a cut from where you pierce and then you cut. That's a certain type of a cutting action. And the type of cutting action which shechita has to be is where a person takes a knife, goes on the outside of the animal, and cuts through the thing. So the skin isn't part of the shechita, or whatever. But bottom line is, if you first pierce and then you cut, so then it's a different type of a cut. What type of a cutter are you? That's a laparoscopic cut. That's not the kind of a cutting which shechita is. Shechita has to be a cutting from the outside. So is it a pshat that it's saying is like the shechita gufa? It's like defining the nature of the halachic cut of the simanim. And the cut of the simanim has to be an external cut, in which case everything which is prior to the getting to the simanim is totally nothing to do with the shechita? Or is it like the human activity of the cutting has to be like an external cut? It's not just a din in like the chafsa, the chafsa of the shechita itself. It's a din in like the action of the cutting. It has to be a certain type of character, like of an outside cut as opposed to a hidden cut, as opposed to a cut which is an internal cut. So it's true you don't need to do that, but bottom line is that is the type of cut which you're involved in. It's almost like you could isolate out, like the abstract. It's like the real thing of shechita is really the simanim. That's what really matters, is the simanim. But there's such a thing as a maisa. Shechita is a human activity which you don't encounter simanim. You encounter behema, and it's a type of like a surgery or so to speak on a behema. So it's true, the relevant part, you could conceptualize shechita as just chaticha simanim, but you could also look at shechita as an action which is performed on an animal. And if you look at, insofar as your conceptualization of shechita, you're basically, shechita, what am I doing? I'm doing cutting simanim. Oh yeah, there's an animal here, and I guess there's skin and whatever, but like conceptually, if you want to isolate out, distill what shechita is, it's a cutting of a simanim. And there's a cutting of simanim from without and a cutting of simanim from within. And the din of chalada is the nature of the cutting of the simanim. The distilled shechita itself has to be an outside cutting from without. So it's not a hidden cutting, but it's an external cutting. So cutting from without. So then I don't care what I do about under the flesh. It has nothing to do with it. But the other way to look at it is shechita is an activity of a human being who encounters an animal, and you can't just access simanim. There's no such thing as simanim. There's such a thing as an animal, and simanim are parts of an animal. So you're coming to the animal, and now you have to cut this animal. You have an outside cut of this animal, which results in a chatichas simanim. Shechita is the kind of a surgery is an outside surgery. So now, anyone who's going to define your surgery, if you pierce under the skin, that's a hidden surgery. That's a surgery which is through under the skin. That's a hidden surgery. It's not an outside surgery. It's not an external surgery. So it's a din in like the Maisa Shechita kind of exists in a conceptual sense where the only reality is the simanim, but at the same time, it's performed on an animal, and you could say that it has to be a certain type of a cutting of an animal, which is an outside cut of an animal, an external cutting of an animal, not an internal cutting of an animal. So it's like, does the din chalada apply to the conceptualized, distilled shechita, which is purely the chatich simanim, everything else is extraneous? Or do you say it applies to the shechita as it exists in the world, which is that it exists on an animal which has skin and has the stuff in between? You know, and now you're doing an internal cut. Okay, so let's go with this, and now let's turn to the case where you have a cloth. Okay, you have a cloth, a matlas. Okay, yeah, let's leave the hair for a moment. Let's just take the matlas case. So basically, there's two ways to learn the matlas. I guess we're gonna have to decide. But let's say Rashi, and most of the Rishonim learn that you have a matlas, which is basically the animal itself is totally like has a wrap, a strong, tight wrap around its neck, handkerchief, or like they have another. Another Rishonim has it's like a bandage which is waxed on. It's like really like but tight. It's not. It's really like it's almost like in a certain sense. It's like becomes part of the animal. It's like practically the animal has a thing on its neck. Okay, and now you stick the knife, you pierce the knife under the matlas, through this cloth, above the skin, and then you do a back and forth cutting motion. So now you're cutting the skin from the outside, but it's under the matlas. Is that considered, do you say, like Rashi says, look, the matlas is outside of the shechita, but after all, so is the skin. So what's the difference? You see a pan that's still considered chalada? Or do you say, no, that the skin is still part of the body? So it's still part of the body. But the matlis is not part of the body. And therefore, that's not considered chalada. Yeah, okay. Okay, so maybe like this. It's similar to what you're saying. That the cutting has to be from without to within, right? It's that kind of a cut. You're cutting from outside to the inside. Now, what's the cut? How do you define the cut here? So it seems to me there's at least three different ways to look at it. You could look at the cut from the framework of the mitzvah shechita, in which case it's really chatichas ha-simanim, right? That's really where the cut begins and ends. The simanim, that's really what shechita isolates out, the simanim, and everything else is totally extraneous. That's one way to look at it. And then you're going to say the only way to have a propsola is if you stick it in between the simanim. As long as it's outside of the simanim, then you're cutting the simanim from without. That's like a hamina, right? That's one of the sides. It says tachzar is also fine, because as long as the cutting of the simanim itself is from without, right? Another way to look at the cut is like you can look at a cut as almost like a biological action, anatomical action. Like you have an animal, and you're cutting the animal. You're doing surgery on the animal. So in other words, there's the what does cutting an animal mean? It means you take the surface of the skin, right? I mean, the skin is basically where you enter an animal, and you begin the cut when you get to the skin of the animal, right? If you have a cloth around its neck, the going through the cloth isn't part of the cutting, because that's not cutting. No veterinarian would say you've begun cutting. You've just begun cutting the paper, or whatever the material is made out of. Well, the cloth, a handkerchief, a bandage, but the cutting begins the biological action of cutting, of wounding, cutting the animal begins where I cut the skin. So now that saying is that action of cutting, of surgery on the animal, has to be a cutting from without, not a cutting from within. So if I stick the knife under the skin and then I do the cutting, so then, since in fact the way I access simanim is through the skin, so now if I don't cut the skin, but I kind of go under, put my knife under the skin, and then I cut, then my cutting is a cutting from within. But if I stick it under a cloth, so then basically my cutting of the animal is totally from without, because I'm going outside of the animal and I'm cutting the animal, right? But you could also look at cutting as like this, is that I have, like, you can look at it, so to speak, physically. Forget the fact that an animal is like a living, breathing object. I just say, I have something which I have to cut. Imagine just looking at it. You don't know about animals. You don't know about life. You know, you have before you this thing. And you have to cut the internal part of the thing, namely these pipes. Okay? Something on the very inside. Now, I have to do a cut. There's different kinds of cuts. There's a cut where I penetrate the surface and then cut the internal thing. Or there's a cut where I go from the outside of the thing which I'm cutting until I get all the way to the inside. There's two kinds of cutting. Whereas I have an object in front of me where I want to cut the internal part of that object. Right? So now again, I could go straight from the outside and just cut directly through to the thing, cut all the layers and get till I get to my internal thing. Or I could pierce through and get to the part which I want. You know, in other words, I could do it by first piercing and then doing cutting. So it's saying is like, if you, insofar as the, so to speak, the mechanical action of cutting, if I have a cloth which is affixed to the animal, so then that becomes included in my cutting. It's true, like a doctor or an animal doctor would say that cloth is not part of the cutting because there's nothing to do with the animal. It doesn't even say, it doesn't, whatever, it's just the cloth. But bottom line is, as like an object of cutting, if you just look at it as like I'm doing an action of cutting, I have this object in front of me, I'm doing cutting, so now this bandage is on the thing, and that's part of what I have to cut. That's there, that's part of the cut. And if I stick it under the bandage, the way I'm doing my cut is by first piercing the object which is being cut, and then doing the cutting. So if you say that my cut has to be an external cut, I define it relative to the object of cutting. The object of cutting is, as long as the cloth it becomes affixed to the animal in a real way, in a firm way, so that becomes part of the object of being, which is being cut. And now I have to cut that object which is being cut, an external cut, not an internal cut. So it's like if you define the cutting purely from the framework of the mitzvah shechita, all I want is that the simanim are from without. If I define the cutting as like this biological action of cutting the wounding an animal, so I'll say as long as I have to cut the animal from without, that's the gufo, like Raji says, that's bechal gufo, that's not the gufo. As long as the guf, I approach the guf from without, as opposed to piercing it first, but I cut the guf from the outside the guf, then that's not chalada. I don't care about the cloth. But or you could look at cutting from the framework of the object which is being cut, like the physical object which is being cut. So then it's the nature of the cut. From the framework of the world of cutting, so to speak, I have to be cutting from without as opposed to piercing and then cutting. The fact that it's an animal is not relevant. Bottom line is a type of an action of cutting. And there's a piercing and cutting versus a cutting, an external cutting. So there's like different, the question is like, where do you draw the line of the cutting? So let's think about that. But what I'd like to do next, if we're happy with this, is take the Rambam, because the Rambam's case is where if you basically you take the knife, you put the knife, let's say on an animal, and then you cover it over with a cloth, and then you cut. That's also under the question of chalada. I think that's how he has it. It's like you're not even, it's not necessarily even affixed to the animal. It's just kind of like you cover over the knife. Yeah, like you throw a blanket over it. Let me see that case to get that exactly. Make sure that's how he says it. I don't want to mislead you guys in this case. So he has, Yud. Gimel Yud. Give me 1 second here. Gimel Yud. Okay. The Rambam has hichnis is a sak in tachas ha'or. If you stick the knife under the skin, v'shachat shnei simon kedarka, and you cut the two pipes normal, o sheichlet a sak in tachas ha'tzemer subach, or you stick the knife under the thick like hair, o sheporas matlis al ha'sakin, v'al ha'tzavar, or you cover a cloth over the knife and the neck, v'shachat tachas ha'matlis, and you cut under the matlis. Ho'ul ve'ena sakin guluya, since the sakin isn't revealed, ha'idu safik nevela. It's a safik. Safik because there's nibaya, the Gemara's two sides. Right? So it's safik nevela. But you see, he's learning, his mamish, you just like drape it over it. You put the knife right on the flesh, you drape it a cloth over the flesh and the knife, and then you cut. Right? So that's harder to understand. Right? That's not exactly, sounds almost like a different idea or something. So I want to do that. What's the bayi according to the Rambam? And then I'd like to do, remember that other problem that you might think that the problem is only where you go outwards as opposed to inwards. You stick it in between the simanim and you cut down or you cut, pull it out. Lav gederach shechita. I mean, you have to get back to the facts of that. But basically, there's ominous gun in the Gemara about what the case of, chala does. Okay, so let's try to do both of those tomorrow. Okay, we'll see what we got.